Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 73 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good scene too. Last week I did episode 72 and it was called Holding, which is holding a book that was written by Graham Norton. It's been made into a TV series. And I was doing a tiny weeny part on it down in Skibbereen in West Cork. So I got all the cast and crew to give their opinion on the gang that's down there and the script and West Cork. So I just annoyed the bejesus out of them. This week I'm doing a podcast on Angela's Ashes. I've gone on about this before, but it just so happens that today, when this is being released, the 9th of September, Angela's Ashes is also being live streamed across the world, UK, America and Ireland. So Ireland from the Olympia, America from the Irish Repertory Company there, and also, I guess, Ticketmaster, you can get it there, but go to Olympia website to buy your tickets there. I'm biased, but I think it's going to be brilliant. And I'm going to start off with an interview I did with Ray Darcy on Radio 1 the other day. Obviously, we started off discussing the wonderful producer, Pat Moyle, and all the rest of it, and the great script and the book. And then, of course, when I'm on live radio or TV, everything just goes west, really. I say fucker bugger, and then it goes filthy. But anyway, so here is a bit of crack with Ray Darcy first, which will give you lots of information about the musical and hopefully will entice you to get your tickets. And if not, you'll get entertained by me talking about my hole and Ray Darcy's hole. So here we go.
Angela's Ashes, the musical, is back for a one-off special streaming event for Irish New York audiences next week. And in there, you will see Norma Sheehan. And Norma joins us in studio. How are you doing, Norma?
I'm delighted to be here, Ray.
Yeah, I'm always glad to see you.
Oh, even more so.
No, you have a lovely energy about you.
Sure, I love to get out the house and try to put a dress on and everything for it's wasted on radio.
You were saying about masks and everything coming in, and then you mentioned that you've been tested 6 times in the last, how long?
In the last week, I'd say, right. I've had 5 to 6 tests. It's just the way it is when you're, we had to do some for rehearsing,
yeah.
But also for, I've been on a few filming jobs,
yeah.
And like, even if you're going in for a fitting, you have to be tested 48 hours beforehand. If you're going in to shoot a day, 48 hours beforehand. So if the days don't all synchronise, you basically have things poked up your nose every day. But yeah, it's just frontline stuff and that's it. Yeah, and it keeps everyone safe.
And you don't mind. And
well, it makes me giggle.
Great to be working.
It makes me giggle.
Does it?
Yeah. The giggles. Yeah.
So you were involved in the, before we get to Angela's Ashes, the musical, which would bring a smile to a lot of people's faces. And I know we've talked about it before with Pat Moyle and the producer way back.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Before we get to that, Holding.
Yes, I was on Graham Norton's TV series down in Cork, Holding.
Yes.
Fantastic. Down with Pauline McGlynn, Condell Hill, Siobhan McSweeney.
Did you get good weather?
Brilliant weather.
Yeah, no, because I think that's important, isn't it, for something like that? Because West Cork is so beautiful, and if you don't
very
get the
wet
weather.
Oh, it does be very wet down in
Grimmalig, right.
And we were up in Fun Man Way, they called it as well, the other.
Right.
No, it was great. It was great. Brilliant experience.
And you're doing a Disney one during the summer as well?
Yeah, I did a Disney one. I did a bit of the Jane Seymour one. And
right.
I was doing one for Element the other day, The Dry. It's
right.
One about alcoholics. So sure, you know me now. I can't be popping my head up and everything.
Yeah, and I hear you constantly doing radio ads as well.
Well, you have to stay busy, don't you?
Yeah.
You do. But Angela's Ashes now is the main this one today.
Yeah, you've toured with it before lockdown.
Toured with it before lockdown, and then of course lockdown happened.
Yes.
And thankfully Minister Martin and the Department of Arts, and they were great to fund us all during the lockdown, and they have supported this with the Olympia, and it's gone out live stream next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
I better give people the dates. So special event on the 9th and then it's available on demand from there on.
Yeah.
And if you go to Olympia Theatre, their website, you'll find out all about that. Now, I was saying it brings a smile to people's faces because there is, you know, a perception of Angela's Ashes.
Yes, babies.
Yes.
Yep.
Grey, dark,
yep.
Manky, rain, all that sort of thing. And then musical theatre, which is the other thing. It's sequins and jazz hands and all that. So
well,
when the two worlds collide, what do you get?
Well, for me, my favourite musicals would be like Once or Blood Brothers or Les Mis, which is The Miserables, or whatever it means. And it's that tragic comedy. So one minute, like, I'd be on stage corpsing because Michael Joseph would be so funny. And the next minute, I'm bawling my eyes out because Jacinta White or Marty Maguire or Owen Cannon has me in bits. So I have to remind myself, you're on stage, there's an audience out there. But that was back in the day. It is a tragic comedy. There's highs and lows. There's a love story with Bridget Shine. And it basically is about rising out of the gutter. And I've met Malachy McCourt. He came to some of the Limerick shows 2 years ago. Hilarious.
Yes,
the family is
we've had him on. Yes, he's a very funny man.
So if you don't get the humour into it, forget it.
Yeah.
And the family really stand by the musical. And they wouldn't if they didn't like it.
If it was shite.
Yeah, so they come to it. They travel the world to see it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Pat Moylan is getting it out there. And I do think this musical will be around a lot long after I die.
Because I'm trying to figure out, was it 3 or 4 years that we spoke to Pat about it?
Yeah.
Initially. So it
that
has
was a test
that
run.
That was a test
then
run.
Then there
right?
was a tour and sure then there was COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if the audience don't like them, they disappear, don't they?
They disappear.
I remember, I think it had a 2 or 3 day run in the Olympia.
Yeah.
JFK, the musical.
Right, yeah.
So that isn't
gone.
Yeah.
No, there's a load of those ones. They die a death. This will be around. This is so heartwarming. It is just, you know, it's the tragedy.
And of course, us as a nation, we use humour, comedy, whatever, as a coping mechanism. And I think you do as well.
Like, oh, I do.
How many kids have you got?
I have 3 kids.
Yeah.
They've all had nits.
Right.
As we were talking about earlier. God, I was listening a while ago. Jesus, that's traumatic. Yeah. And actually, in Angela's Ashes, they talk about the fleas in the bed.
Yes.
And, you know, it just was so real. And all of them sharing the lavatory, the one lavatory on the lane. But then by the end of it, it's so uplifting. And
Not to get into a sort of an Angela Ashes off, but there were 11 of us in the house and we'd only one loo. Now, it was in the house, so that wasn't too bad.
So did the boys pee outside, I presume?
We did.
Yeah, that's all right.
It needs must.
I peed everywhere during COVID. There was no toilets over.
Or
I was like a cat marking my territory around Docky and Glenageary.
Which brings us nicely on to your podcast, Heal Your Hole. Sorry.
I know.
But so you were about to do a comedy show. Was that your first stand-up show?
Yeah, sure. You know me. I'll try anything. I think I'm brilliant. And so I started a stand-up show, Heal Your Hole, with Norma Sheehan. We sold out 10 venues. And then a few of them, you know, the Dundrum 200-seater were sold out. A couple of more were. And then COVID hit. So I turned it into a podcast. I'm on episode 72 now at this stage. Right. Hole Ding is today's one with Graham Norton, about Graham Norton and the thing. And episode 69, I won't tell you what that was about, you can guess.
Yes.
So someone, you know, Justin the Turkey actually did Turkey's Hole for Christmas with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mario did Funny Hole.
So hole, the hole is the theme.
Yeah, some weeks I do heal holes and then another week I poked a hole in my own eye.
Right.
So it was about
going to alien. Run out of holes?
So far, not, but we're getting there. Yeah.
Have you done black holes?
No, I haven't actually done black holes. I haven't got that dark yet.
And then wormholes, because a wormhole is a tunnel that connects.
Or like a moist hole?
No. A wormhole is another astronomical thing.
I've no idea. Yeah. You've given me 2 weeks of footage there. That's
there
brilliant.
There you go.
And that'll be the next
the other thing, I was desperately trying to get you content for your podcast. So there's a place up in, what's the name of the place now? It's up there in Monaghan or someplace. Anyway, they made manhole covers.
All right, I thought you were going to say it's
Bailyborough.
At
one stage
covers.
Was the home of manhole covers in Ireland.
Okay.
So if you look down at a manhole cover, it would have Bailyborough written on it.
Okay.
It must have come from an Ireland.
And I haven't done manhole yet.
You haven't done manhole?
I've done pothole, leaky hole, hairy hole, itchy hole. They're all done. But I, you know, people say, are you going to go back on tour and bring it back? I know there's 60% capacity coming very soon. And we're in talks to do Shirley Valentine. I might be doing Shirley Valentine in the Gaiety and a few other places soon.
Brilliant.
Which would be lovely.
Yeah. Hello Wall.
Hello Wall.
Yeah. Isn't that it? Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Shirley
and then Hello Rock. Yeah. Oh, I just love it. Yeah. So fingers crossed, that's in
and
the pipeline.
And you will be Shirley.
I'll be Shirley.
Great.
Yeah. Apparently I'm the perfect age for her. She's in her 40s.
She was, yeah. And then there's the love interest who's a lot younger.
Oh, your man, yes. I can't remember his name. Yeah. But then, no, it's a beautiful story. So,
right. So you've loads of things going.
Asher, you know you have to, like, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you have the podcast?
We gave it a rest for the summer, but I think we're bringing it back. It's just chatting. It's not like it's a hobby more than I don't know.
But you're interesting, like. Some of my episodes are pure rubbish. But like other ones, then are.
But we've 2 minutes left. So Norma has a podcast called Heal Your Hole. She's on episode what?
72.
And she's looking for more ideas.
Hole
themed.
Yeah.
So it can be WHOLE or HOLE.
Anything at all. Holistic.
You see.
Holy God was another one. any spin on hole.
Holy trousers.
I did one with the Angela's Ashes gang, actually.
Oh, did you?
That was very dirty. They were very, very, very naughty gang. Yeah. Might do another one with them.
Now, we've covered that. And I'll just tell people one more time that it's next week, the 9th. That there's the big one, which is it's a sort of a Simu stream, if such a thing exists, with the Olympia and New York, the Irish Repertory Theatre there. And then it's on demand after that, and you can go to Ticketmaster to get tickets for that. A Whole Lot of Love.
Great.
Yeah.
I haven't done that one yet.
A Whole Lot of Love. See, these are going to come in after you're gone. So we'll pass them
that's
on to you.
That's all right. We'll forward them on to me.
That's okay.
Brilliant. You'll have to come on one.
Yeah.
Do you have any holes need healing? Okay, right, maybe not now.
You've completely knocked me off my train of thought there. Yes, when is holding out?
Oh, sure, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know that?
Kathy Burke was the director. Amazing. Yes. Oh, my God.
Actor Kathy Burke.
Director.
Was that her first
No, she's job as a director. Things. Yeah, right. I was in awe of her.
And Brenda Fricker was in
Brenda
that?
Brenda Fricker. I didn't meet Brenda. No.
Was Siobhan McSweeney in that?
Siobhan McSweeney wasn't around either.
You didn't meet them, but they're in it.
Yeah, I met Polly McGlynn and Conor Taylor. They were in my stuff. And
I see that we've 20 seconds. Sometimes you're in competition with Polly McGlynn for parts.
Well, to be fair, I was up for her part and she got the part of the shopkeeper in it. But I threatened to throw her off the bridge the other night in Skibbereen so I could be like Pippa in Home and Away and take over her role. But I didn't.
Norma Sheehan, it's always great to see you. Angela's Ashes, the musical, the Olympia Theatre, Ticketmaster, and you will be seeing Norma Sheehan in loads of things in the near future. Thanks, Norma. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yep, I told you. That was a lovely interview, bit of filth, but I really get on with Ray, so have to say I really enjoyed it. And now I'm going to play an interview from the director of Angela's Ashes, Tom Sutherland, and he is sitting with Jacinta White, who is playing Angela, and she is phenomenal. And she's got a great sense of humour as well. Like, at times our WhatsApp group is called Angela's Arsehole. It's also been called Frankie's Wanky, and my character's Fanukin, so it's called Fanukin's Fanny. Anyway, Angela's Arsehole will be one of the nicknames we have for Angela's Ashes. Nothing to do with the character's flatulence or anything like that. It's just to entertain us. So this interview next is with the director, who's phenomenal. He's from one of the main West End theatres in London, Tom Sutherland, and Jacinta White, who has been, I mean, she has just, God, she started as any when she was a little kid, playing Leeds in Dublin, and has gone on to do, I mean, you name a musical, she's done it. Leeds across the world, in Les Mis and everything. So it was just phenomenal to be around her. Anyway, here's what they have to say about the live stream.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello, my name is Jacinta White and this is...
Thomas Sutherland.
Yes, and I play Angela in Angela's Ashes the Musical. And what do you do?
I'm the director of the show.
He's the most wonderful director in the whole world. And he has made this show into something so special. We're here rehearsing and filming all week in the Olympia Theatre in Dublin, my hometown. And we're going to be ready to stream from the 9th of September via irishrep.org. Ticketmaster.ie for tickets for Ireland and
Ticketmaster.co.uk if you're in the UK.
And we're really excited. This is such a special show based on the Frank McCourt novel of the same name, and it's got everything. We've got humour, humour in bucket loads. We've got tears in bucket loads. As you can see, I've just been filming and I'm red-eyed, but it really is such a special piece of theatre, and we really hope you'll join us from the 9th of September.
Come and celebrate this new musical, Angela's Ashes.
Yeah.
Yes, she's a lady. And also a big thanks to Stee Clough. He was the choreographer, and Vincent Breitling, producer, Pat Moylan, main producer, David Hayes, musical director, and his team, Nick Bailey and the gang, and the phenomenal performers in this show. Owen Cannon plays Frank, Marty Maguire plays the horrible dad, who's kind of likeable even though he's drunk. Bridget Shine plays the love interest. Amanda Minahan plays the granny. I play whatever. Some bunch of weirdos. And then you've other fabulous people in it, like Michael Joseph, Shane McDade, Donald Hardman, Elaine Harty. Oh God, am I forgetting anybody? Mark O'Regan. And don't forget David O'Mara. They're a tonic. The two of them are very funny throughout. And Carol Dunn was on hair and wigs, and then you'd Eamon Shannon on costume. I know I'm forgetting people, but I'm only human. I'm only human after all. And the Olympia staff. So next I'm going to play some reviews, because one of the last times this show was on live, just pre-COVID, was in the Cork Opera House. Because I'm a Corkonian, I was sent around to ask people what they thought of the show and stick it up on, I think I took over the Opera House Instagram site or something like that for the day. So here is reviews from outside the theatre after the show, and also some snippets I took illegally from side stage. I'm not sure if they were during rehearsals or during actual runs. Look, let's hope they weren't during actual runs, because it meant I went on stage with a mobile in my hand recording. I mean, I wouldn't do anything like that. Oh, no. So here we go. Here's some Cork reviews and snippets.
What I really loved was the set. It was fantastic. It was so quick moving. Great show.
Would you recommend it?
100%. Anybody who enjoys a good night out, it's absolutely excellent. Better than spending 3 or 4 hours in the pub any time.
And did you think it was funnier than you expected, you know, with the title, Elizabeth?
Well, I thought there was fun in it, and there was sadness in it. There was poignancy. There was everything in it.
Bit of everything.
Great, yeah.
Thanks a million.
Great.
Pat Moylan, producer of Angela's Ashes, were you happy with the performance tonight?
Well, not only was I happy with the performance, I thought the audiences in Cork were absolutely amazing. What a reaction to get.
They are the best audiences here.
With everybody standing on their feet just before it ended, not even when it ended. It was just incredible. And, you know, they got everything throughout it. They laughed, they cried. I was sitting in the middle of them and I couldn't believe the reaction. You know, so it's a great place to be doing Angela's Ashes.
Well, thanks, Pat, for bringing this show to Cork. Everyone loves it.
Oh, my absolute pleasure.
It's good, yeah.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Could you follow it all?
Yeah.
My God, did you laugh or cry, or were you just laughing?
Just laughing.
Very good. Okay. So would you recommend it to all the kids of Cork?
Yeah.
Great.
Angela's Ashes are calling. Angela's Ashes are calling.
Hi there. What do you think of the show tonight?
Wow. Oh my God. It was absolutely fantastic. So entertaining. Sad, powerful, happy. The singing was amazing.
Would you recommend it?
Oh my God, I so enjoyed it. It was just brilliant from start to end. So sad it's over. Don't want to go home. Yeah, super show. Well done. Well done, the cast.
What do you think of the show?
I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was very sad, but really brilliant. And the music was absolutely fabulous. It was fantastic.
Would you recommend it?
Definitely. I'm going to tell everybody about it.
Don't forget what's left behind.
there we also had Pat Moylan, the producer. I'd forgotten she was down in Cork. She goes everywhere. I don't know, I think she clones herself. She's such a hard worker. So if you enjoyed the episode, for God's sake, go and download, live stream, whatever you do, buy the feckin' thing, and you sit down with your gang, friends, family, and enjoy it. It is a brilliant, brilliant musical, heartwarming, as I said before, and yeah. And if you didn't enjoy this episode, just shut your face, etc., shut your hole. Until next week. Angela's, our soul is calling.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.